The Invisible Woman, The Story of Nellie Ternan and Charles Dickens, by Claire Tomlin, narrated by Wanda McCadden. Copyright 1990-1991 by Claire Tomlin. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Claire Tomlin, care of David Godwin Associates Limited, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Was talking with Mrs. Warner, who gave her opinion with some busyness that theatrical people, players, were not lower in character, etc., than literary people. But I fear this is only the result of a mind, never very elevated, undergoing a process of vulgarization. William Charles Macready, the actor, reporting a conversation with his leading lady in his diary for the 11th of February, 1847. I suppose that most gentlemen become acquainted with some people that they would not wish all their friends to know that they know. They go about so much more than we do and meet people of all sorts. Emily Dunstable to Lily Dale in The Last Chronicle of Barset by Anthony Trollope, 1867. No conceivable process by which the girl might grow into the middle-aged woman ever seemed to have presented itself to Dickens's imagination. His heroines are perennially young and pure. The fear of ageing, an ever-present horror in a society that demanded girlish women, never seems to trouble their heads at all. Furthermore, though spinsters are acknowledged to be laughing-stocks, the Dickensian heroine must display no eagerness to get hold of a husband. Ideally, she should be perfectly unaware of the facts of life, and will imagine that the man who is forcing his attentions upon her is really applying to become her brother or father. John Carey, The Violent Effigy, A Study of Dickens's...